Hey everybody, welcome to Comedy on Vinyl. This week we don't have an episode, but I wanted to make sure I got a baby episode out there just to let you know that we do have a lot of great guests coming up. Thank God for the internet, because of course podcasts wouldn't exist, but also I wouldn't be able to get a hold of a lot of the people I've gotten a hold of. Some of these people have already been, I've already spoken with them in my documentary, Lords of Soaptown, which by the way, we've got a little over a week left to raise the $5,000 to complete the film. We've raised, you know, a little bit under $1,000 right now, but, you know, do what you can. Go over there to Indiegogo.com, search for Lords of Soaptown, or just go to Facebook.com/Lords of Soaptown, and that'll send you to the link. Just donate whatever you can. We get to keep whatever we raise, but we only get a percentage of it. So the more we get, the easier it is for me to complete the film. Right now, we've got just enough for me to fly out to Chicago and eat some food. And fly back, of course. I'm not going to just buy a one-way ticket. That would be crazy. But yeah, we have a lot of great guests coming up on the podcast, a lot of really great albums. And that's something I'm going to do. You'll see in the blog posting related to this at comedyonvinyl.com. Depending on how you get to this podcast, you may not ever actually go to the website. So I'm just going to put up a bunch of albums that are at my local record shop that we're considering doing. I've already bought a couple of them, but if there's a big response to either a cover, because some of the covers are great, or an artist, then we'll cover it, just for the sake of it, because we want to do some new stuff, too, stuff that's new to us, not just stuff that's necessarily influential, even though that is how I pitch it to people. Also, we do have another podcast coming out soon. It's sort of hard to organize, though, so we don't know exactly when it's going to launch, but I am going to do a podcast with my buddy Matt Sachs, who is in Minneapolis. So we're going to be doing a semi-cross-country podcast about the vice presidency. Now, it's going to launch off of this one because I have literally three albums relating to the vice presidency that are also comedy albums. So we're going to cover those and launch off into the vice president's being number two in the White House podcast. Matt and I have been doing, been working on this documentary for 5 or 6 years now. And we've been doing the podcast since 2008, or not the podcast, I'm sorry, doing the blog since 2008 or so. And so, you know, we've been doing it for quite a while. And yeah, it's about time we do a podcast where we just sit around and talk about the vice presidency, which may or may not sound exciting to you, but believe me, it's hilarious. Just the vice presidents that you've never heard of, you really should have. Maybe not as far as their vice presidential achievements, but just who they were as people are interesting, usually hilarious, and sometimes a bit standoffish in the case of one particular living former vice president who almost was in our documentary but backed out when he heard it was a comedy. Even though he knew it was a comedy, he just sort of remembered. Oh, fuddy-duddies. Anyway, yeah, do me a favor. Stick around. Subscribe to Comedy on Vinyl. Rate us highly. Follow us on Twitter, at Comedy on Vinyl, Facebook.com/Comedy on Vinyl. And, yeah, just make sure to check out StolenDress.com also, because that's where we'll post about our new podcasts. And I've got a book that we're working on, should be coming out soon. And then there's going to be a Lords of Soaptown book that I'm working on as well. So, yeah, just check out all of our stuff. Thanks so much. Have a fantastic week. And also have a good thing.